Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, Absolutely. British Columbia. And then right next to me is Alex Ihama from the Credit Union Transformation Institute.
That's correct.
All righty, sir. And that is in Jamaica, I'm taking it? Or?
No, actually, we're based in Canada, but we support the Caribbean and the North American market.
Gotcha. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about this. Tell me a little about the Credit Union Transformation Institute. What's it all about?
Okay, so I was invited to speak in one of your conferences years ago, the Confederation of Caribbean Credit Union.
Okay.
They have about 293 credit unions, I believe, with many branches and, of course, thousands of leaders. And the message was very well received, and I was actually shocked in how well it was received. Now, my messages are mostly well received, but we got so many, up to 600 emails, and people were like, we need this.
Wow.
And what was the message? The message was to change your culture. The message was to focus on leadership. The message was to be involved in social issues, diversity, the environment. And they said this was different from risk management and technology and all those usual messages. And my take is, I mean, in the words of John C. Maxwell said, everything rises and falls on leadership. We can bring technology to your organization, but if the leadership is not equipped to leverage and maximize it, it doesn't work.
Right.
We can help you to increase membership, but if you don't have leadership capability to engage the members, it won't work, right? You need to have also a strategic plan, not just for technology, but also for growth and engagement of your members and involvement of the youth. So it became a movement, in a movement. So there's the credit union movement, it became a movement. So I met with a couple of leaders, CEOs and board members, and they literally inspired us to create the Credit Union Transformation Institute.
Right on.
Absolutely. So we came up with a pillars that they have to focus on based on research. So we really gathered quantitative and qualitative data, and we found that leadership was lacking. Right, we found that staff empowerment was lacking. We found that membership engagement was lacking. We found that community involvement was lacking, the social issues in your community.
Okay.
So one of the credit unions, you know, we worked with, there was high rate of crime in the neighborhood, but they don't consider that as part of their strategic plan. But if your neighborhood is riddled with crime, then what are you doing as a credit union to do it?
Good point.
Right,
good
other point. Places we worked with, we found that it was all men on the board of directors. So I go, are we expecting the women?
Oh.
They're like, oh no. I'm like, okay, diversity here is an issue as well. So basically, those are issues we deal with. And the good news that we've experienced is the University of Commonwealth Caribbean, which is a prestigious university in Jamaica, looked at our program, and now they can get academic credit for going through our leadership program.
Oh, really?
Yes. And another thing we did was to set up an online e-learning system where you can get certified as a customer service rep.
Yeah.
You can get certified as a sales rep. And some of the organizations we worked with, 298 people went through our sales program, their profit jumped $400 million Jamaican dollars.
What?
In 7 months.
Alex.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It is. So this is great news. I have always believed that the credit union need to not lose their originality. You can see, I don't want to call the bank's name, but these are the big banks come. But now, here's what's happening. They're running away, especially from the Caribbean, right? Because they too found out that, you know, in the words of Peter Drucker, he says, no matter your strategy, culture, we eat it for breakfast. My goodness, no matter your strategy, culture, we eat it for breakfast. So culture wins every time. So strategy is great, and we should have. But we should never minimize the impact of culture.
Right. Well, when you have that culture, the strategy falls in line, right?
It falls in line.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
In fact, an effective strategy is a strategy that is built upon a culture. Absolutely. Yeah, so this is exciting times, I believe, for the credit union. Exciting times to step out of you know, the mundane, a certain time to step out of, you know, the old way of thinking, right? How do we involve the youth, right? So I spoke again in, I'm a usual speaker in their conference. I spoke in one of their conferences in Panama for the credit union. And if you looked at the room, frankly, I was almost one of the youngest in the room out of 300 leaders.
Wow.
Like one of the youngest, you know, so that again, I told them, I said, look around you, just look around and see if there's somebody that is at the age of your son or your daughter, and they couldn't find any.
Oh, no.
I said, so who's going to take over? Right?
Yeah.
So that's another thing with leadership, the effective, I wrote a book on this, Mystic of Leadership, and I talk about the measurement of your leadership effectiveness is what happens when you are long gone.
The
effectiveness of your leadership is what happens. So if you leave and the credit union or your credit union or your branch or your league begins to literally diminish, then you never really led.
Yeah, well, you think about like any type of, I'm thinking about Apple right now.
Yes,
yes. Become Apple.
Yes, yes.
And what Steve Jobs did there and the culture that he set there, it's a great example of what you're talking about.
His
mindset and culture still remains there today, even though he's been gone for over a decade now. But
100%.
So, yeah, yes. So I get what you're saying.
Exactly, and that's the point. That's the point. So it is said that Steve Jobs actually had the next generations of iPhone before he died.
Oh yeah.
And my question is, how? Like, do you have a successor for the CEO right now? What about for the CFO? What about for the CIO? And if you do not have that, you are not a Steve Jobs, you are not an Apple, you are not innovative. Innovation is not only technology, innovation is culture. People don't understand that. Right? You have to be innovative with your culture. The staff needs to be empowered. Right? It's not every decision that needs to go to the CEO. Right? There's a program we also have, it's called Branch Management Certification Program, where we teach branch managers that you are a CEO of the branch. They're like, really? Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You run this place.
Exactly. You run this place. Right? It's not every time you run to the CEO and say, what do I do? What do I do? Right?
You're empowered.
The CEOs are thankful to us for training, because they said, we are inundated with questions. What do we do here? You are the CEO of this branch, right? You need to know the community. They need to know who you are.
Exactly.
You need to visit the mayor.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I like your thinking.
Yes. And these are the innovative thinking that we believe will position the credit union for the next generation.
Yep.
And so therefore, we do what we call the Future of Credit Union Conference every year, right? Last year, we had Jeff Guthrie. This year we had Jeff Guthrie speak at the conference.
Okay.
Yes, we lined them up, like we invite other credit union leaders to come and speak. So the future,
cool.
And the topic is literally the future. What does this look like in 10 years? Let's start building it now. Let's move away from focusing on the issue at hand and think of the issues that are awaiting us in the future, right? AI just came up. Like, amazing what AI is doing.
Yeah. It's scary and exciting at the same time.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Like, so how is that going to affect credit union? How is credit union going to leverage it to expand? And these are conversations that we need. So, we are so... Even the three-year contract we currently have with the Confederation of the Caribbean Credit Union, even if we had 200 people, we will not exhaust it.
Good.
There's so much work to do, and this is the platform, the Credit Union, it's the Credit Union Transformation Institute.
I like what you're thinking,
for sure.
So what's your message here? What's your goal for this conference? Obviously, to spread the word about what you're doing, and what else are you trying to do?
Exactly. So my goal for this conference is to network with other speakers, other facilitators, to begin to see how we can build synergy. Right, the workshops I've attended so far, I've already connected. I'm like, this is exciting.
Good.
Yeah, perhaps we can have you speak at the Credit Union Transformation Institute.
Yeah.
So we've already marked some speakers and some with facilitators who are going to give program, and we are enriching our online platform where you can take a course from Australia, you can take it from Jamaica, right? Shout out to Jamaica, shout out to St. Lucia, shout out to Grenada. These are nations, St. Vincent, Grenadine, Canada, you know, the US, and other places. So you can take a course so that you and in the platform you can also network with other credit union leaders.
That's right.
I challenge some people here today. I've met them. I say, if you leave this conference without making 100 new contacts, you wasted your money. 100 yeah. new contacts, yeah. 100. And many didn't come with a business card. I said, then do the old phone.
Exactly.
What's your number?
Your phone works just fine.
Yes,
too.
Exactly. So sure. we've now extended that. Kenya, Ghana, the crew from Ghana has invited us for them to be part of the Credit Union Transformation Institute. The group from Kenya as well, and we just met a group from the U.S. as well, Florida. So this is the message. Let's keep doing what we're doing, mm-hmm. but let's look beyond ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let's look beyond yeah. the immediate and focus on the next generation. And another topic is the environment. Nobody's talking about this. Like, this is not just an Algor right. thing.
Climate
it's not just
change.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's not just the United Nations or this. As a credit union, the league in Jamaica, what are you contributing to it?
Mm-hmm.
How does this fit in your strategic
yeah.
plan?
Yeah.
Like really? Yes, really. If the environment, if we don't preserve it, if we don't pay attention to what's happening in the climate, how does that affect?
Yeah, the what we're doing
union?
Now is going to be no good.
Yes, exactly.
If we're not taking care of things.
If
right
not
now,
taking
so for
sure. that these are the message I would believe, in the words of Martin Luther King, he would say, the fierce urgency of now.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't make the changes now, mm-hmm. We will not have a future. And that's really yeah, what we say, agreed. The future of the credit union. So
Alex, I see you speaking at this conference next year.
Yes,
you
yes.
should be speaking at this
yes,
conference
yes,
next year.
Yes, yes.
Or any other conference
yes.
for that matter to spread this word. I don't
Absolutely.
Know what you're talking about. Oh
yes,
my gosh.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
where can folks find out more about your organization?
Yeah, just go to creditunion.transformation.com.
Okay.
Yes,
creditunion.transformation.com. Okay,
I'll put that in the show notes. Yes, creditunion.transformation.com. Or of course, you can, me particularly, yes, of course, particularly, you can find me on LinkedIn,
okay.
Alex Yama. Or just Google my name, Alex Yama. yes, we actually have another organization called the International School of Greatness. That impacts a million people a year. We are currently in 60 nations, and that is focused on human potential. Our goal, we put a lot of effort on Africa. Africa has 1 billion people, 70% are under 35, and most of them are on Facebook. They have technology. So what we did is we created School of Greatness Campus for Uganda,
mm-hmm.
so, which we have about 5,000 students. School
yeah.
of Greatness Campus for Ghana, we have about 10,000 for Nigeria, for Malawi, for Zambia. So we've created campuses online using Facebook, and then we put facilitators there to
yeah.
mentor
yeah.
and coach them. The goal is to prepare the young people to take over the leadership of their nation, right? So
yeah.
again, it's still an extension of leadership whereby Africa is a continent that is so endowed,
mm-hmm.
But yet when we talk of poverty, people think of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That should not be so.
Yeah.
If the gold and diamond and petrol and all these things used in the Western world comes
mm-hmm.
from a continent, and that continent is considered poor, then we in the rich part of the world should ask ourselves, what's wrong,
mm-hmm.
right? Yes, we can point to corruption. Yes, we can point to wars, to terrorism and to all that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still a generation, 75% of 1 billion people are asking for help, not for food or water. They're asking for knowledge.
Yeah.
They're asking for leadership. They're asking to be equipped. So we currently work with and partner with, we have over 60 partnerships with different organizations that are already supporting young people, specifically young people. And the first course is all free. It's free. The first course is how to discover your purpose
mm-hmm.
in life,
mm-hmm.
right? So we believe that if somebody discovers their purpose in life
mm-hmm.
and are able to harness their natural capability,
yeah, yeah.
then if the government don't do what they should do or their social issues, they can at least fend for themselves and maximize
exactly.
their potential. So that's what we're doing. And
give
in Canada,
them a chance.
Yes, yes.
And
so, exactly.
Oh my God,
yes,
gosh.
Yes. And in Canada here, we have another one called the Canadian Congress on Inclusive Diversity and Workplace Equity. And we are one of the topmost organizations that continue to advance the cause for social justice. I've been invited to give my opinion at the Senate
really?
Of Canada, Parliament of Canada.
Yeah.
We've impacted over 35,000 people have registered for our events, and they are all free again
mm-hmm.
at the
mm-hmm.
Canadian Congress. So, as I say to people all the time, again, I'll quote Martin Luther King. He says, until you can rise above your individualistic concern to
mm-hmm.
a broader concern of humanity,
mm-hmm.
you are not
mm-hmm.
fit to live.
Right.
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 Yes. And Mahatma Gandhi would say, if you must be the change you desire to see in the world. So
mm-hmm.
credit union, another challenge I give to the executives when I coach them, I said, what is the impact of the credit union in the GDP of your nation? How are you contributing contributing to the financial empowerment of your members. Mm-hmm. Alex, they are not borrowing more money. They're not taking our lending is down. Is that all you're focused on? To lend to them? How about to support them? I say, how many received the basket during the coronavirus? How many received a card, an email, a message, right? This, let's not take humanity out of the union. Mm-hmm. And of course, let's not take humanity out of humanity.
Exactly.
But that is where we are today, whereby we are so focused on everything is me, myself, and I. We are so focused. It's sad that this is where we are, but there are fine people like you doing great job.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Fine people like Jeff Guthrie and other people doing great job.
Well, I'm delivering your message.
Yes.
I'm very honored to have you here.
The honor is on my. So I actually I've watched you a couple of times on the Credit Union website.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and it's very short, very powerful, very clear. Yes, and I want to encourage everybody, especially if you're in the credit union movement, to visit the website and learn from it. I learn from it. I watched some of your interviews. I'm like, yes.
Everything's educational.
In fact, I've taken some of your speakers and asked them to speak in our
credit.
Yes, okay. That's where we source them, some of them.
That's fine. Hey, whatever works.
Other people
do that too.
Yes.
Other organizations do that as well.
Yeah. So we want to thank you for your great work.
Oh,
every opportunity is an opportunity to impact the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a program today. I'm not sure who was speaking, but she said, she wanted to really appreciate the credit union because of the heart they put in their work. The banks, and by the way, let me say this, I worked for the three of the biggest banks in Canada years ago, so mm-hmm. I know the banks. We want, it's just money, right? One of the initiatives I participated in that really, really affected me in a very personal way, negatively, was when the banks, and I was one of those project managers, came up with over the limit fee. This was years ago, whereby, if your credit is $500 or $1,000, you go over by one penny, 001 penny, whatever that is, they charge you $25. Yes, I could not understand even though I worked on it. And that was when I knew that
trying to find a new line of work.
Yes. Because you see what that did, that affected the people that were already financially challenged.
Exactly.
That year, banks made $150 million from that kind of initiative.
Mm-hmm.
They come up with initiative without considering the people.
Yeah.
Credit unions are meant and should consider the people and build initiative to support them.
Agreed.
When I speak with credit union executives and I look at their project, I'm saying, how is this going to benefit the members? Oh, no, this will add to the bottom line. I said, that's not my question. Oh, but if he adds to the bottom line, he adds to their bottom line, that's still not my question.
Right?
So when you start increasing, like giving you that example of over the limit fee, mm-hmm. you knew that was not going to affect the millionaires. You knew it wasn't going to affect you, the executives in the bank.
Yeah.
But you knew it was going to affect a demographic of people who were already financially challenged.
Exactly, and nobody wins in that situation.
Yeah.
Especially those folks.
So this is a message. Leadership, in my definition of leadership in my book, I say leadership is a spirit that can only be ignited by purpose, sustained by passion, and guided by principle.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a purpose that is bigger than you, you are never going to become a leader. You may be promoted to become a manager CFO.
Doesn't mean
you cannot be appointed, promoted, elected, and even coronated
mm-hmm.
as Prince Charles as a leader.
Yeah.
He has to prove now if he's a leader.
Right.
Not the fact that King of England makes him a leader. You have to prove now by how you care about the people you are supposed to lead. Right, and in the credit union movement, there are many stakeholders we forget.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the members, the members' children, they are stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
The community people, they are stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
The schools, they are stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many stakeholders to consider in the movement. This is a movement. I advise everybody, yes, you can keep your bank account with one of the big banks, but take your investment to credit union.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's a credit union that understands and promotes these principles, which they should, which are the principles of credit union, by the way. And then you will feel as being a part of it. There's nothing like belonging, like being part of something
mm-hmm.
that is bigger than you. So thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for the work you continue to do. Yeah. Like I said, I've been following you online and,
you.
And listening
thank
to
you.
Your,
yeah. your, thank you. Well, yes, I'm going to be following you now, yes. so we're all going to be following you. So thank you very much for the yes. very inspirational yes. talk, yes. and I think that's going to get a lot of people to act, yes. which is the important thing. Get
absolutely.
People to act, for sure.
Absolutely.
That's Alex, thank you so much.
The honor is all mine.
Our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.